The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show comes to you on Friday, October 15, as your New York Giants get ready to face the Los Angeles Rams in a Week 6 contest. Obviously, things not looking real good for the Giants heading into Week 6. Giants 1-4 coming off an awful loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Rams coming in 4-1 with a 10-day rest period after a Thursday night football victory over the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, the Giants also have a ton of injuries heading into this game that we'll go through in a minute. Some good news maybe on Daniel Jones. We'll get to that here in just a second, though. Also coming up on this edition of the Valentine's Views podcast is an interview that I did this week with New York Giants wide receiver C.J. Board, who has been one of the more pleasant surprises for the Giants this season, having a pretty good year on special teams, returning kickoffs and punts, contributing as a wide receiver. And we had a chance to sit down and talk with CJ this week. We'll play that interview for you in just a little bit. All right, though, let's talk about the injury situation. Giants did get a little bit of good news on Thursday, so we'll start there. Daniel Jones is apparently recovering from his concussion much quicker than many had anticipated. Jones was a limited participant in practice on Thursday, appears to be on track to actually play Sunday against the Rams, which would really not have been anticipated earlier in the week. And, you know, when we saw Jones, you know, stagger across the field on Sunday after helmet-to-helmet contact with Jabril Cox of the Dallas Cowboys. So that could be good news for the Giants, who obviously need as many of their top flight players as possible if they're going to have any chance to upset the Rams. One comment that I wanted to make is I've seen people on social media say that Jones shouldn't play even if he clears the protocol. They should give him another week, and also that Jones shouldn't play whether he clears the protocol or not, if left tackle Andrew Thomas, who missed last week with a foot injury, doesn't play. And the reality of the situation is it doesn't work that way in the NFL. Teams are going to field the best possible team that they can. If Jones is cleared to play by NFL doctors, by the independent NFL doctors who monitor the concussion protocol, then he'll play. If he's not cleared, he won't play. It's not going to have anything to do with a decision by the Giants or by Joe Judge or by John Mara or by the Giants team doctors. That is an NFL decision on whether or not to clear Jones to play. And if he's cleared, we'll see him on Sunday. It's as simple as that. Some other good news for the Giants. I mentioned Andrew Thomas, who missed last week's game. Thomas was a limited participant in Thursday's practice, as was left guard Matt Skura, who has a knee issue. Both of those guys appear to be on track to play Sunday, which is good news for the Giants' offensive line. Also, looks like Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton, along with Jabril Peppers, who have been out with hamstring injuries, are also on track to play. So the Giants could be in a little bit better position than they were Sunday against Dallas. Obviously, Saquon Barkley with his ankles going to miss some time. Kenny Golladay with a knee injury is going to miss some time. But it looks like several of the Giants' better players could be back for Sunday, which will be absolutely good news, you know, for a team that needs all of the help that it can get at this point. Giants being 9.5-point underdogs on Sunday in their own stadium against a Rams team that features Matthew Stafford on offense, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods as receivers on defense. Features Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on defense. Excuse me, I said Kupp and Woods on defense. Obviously, I meant offense. So features, you know, lots of really good players. Features a quarterback who has replaced Jared Goff after a major trade and really boosted the Los Angeles offense. So tall task for the Giants, regardless of who plays, and we'll have to see how that works out. Couple of other interesting things that happened this week. Defensive coordinator Patrick Graham really kind of called out both himself and his defense, especially the better players on defense, calling the way that they played Sunday against Dallas and the way that they've played overall this season completely unacceptable, saying, you know, that one of the things we've been saying at Big Blue View, the better players on the team have to make plays. The Giants have to stop missing opportunities. They've dropped lots of interceptions this year. They haven't been able to rush the quarterback as well as they need to. They've been missing too many tackles. They've been blowing too many coverages in the secondary. Their better players have to play better. Their better players, you know, that would include Leonard Williams. That would include James Bradbury. That would include Logan Ryan, Xavier McKinney, Jabril Peppers. All of those guys, maybe Adoree Jackson, if you want to include Adoree Jackson in that group. Those guys have to make plays if the Giants are going to be a representative defense. And if they're going to have chances to win games, not only Sunday against the Rams, but throughout the remaining 12 games of the season. So we'll see how all of that goes. Giants fans, let's do this quickly. Let's take a break here for a word from our sponsors at SB Nation. When we come back, I will play for you the interview that I did with Giants wide receiver CJ Board.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, Giants fans, I'm joined now by Giants wide receiver and kick returner CJ Board. Talk a little Giants, talk a little bit about CJ's path to the Giants. CJ, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, you know, I always love the guys who don't come from the big Power 5 schools, the guys who aren't the first and second round draft choices. I always love their stories. You went to, you know, Tennessee Chattanooga, you know, FCS yep. school. Just tell me a little bit about your journey, you know, to Tennessee Chattanooga and to the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have many offers coming out of high school, and I was blessed to receive one from Chattanooga, and you know, attending that university was awesome. You know, I was surrounded by great coaches and great teammates, and you know, I think I developed a lot there, and you know, that program has shown to develop a lot of good players. So, yeah, I'm blessed coming out of Tennessee Chattanooga, and then also being blessed with the opportunity to play in the next level.
Yeah, no real offers from, you know, from bigger schools, from the big time schools at all.
No, none. FCS were the only offers. I didn't have many, actually. I only had two or three offers, and Chattanooga was one of them.
Nice.
So, blessed for that opportunity, though.
So, you know, you go undrafted, obviously. You get a chance with the Ravens, and you've been through, I think, Baltimore, Tennessee, Cleveland, Jacksonville, and now with the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the guys that stick with it and keep going. I mean, you keep getting a door slammed in your face. Do you ever get to the point where you're like, this just isn't going to happen, and you're ready to give up on it, or you just wanted to keep going?
I'll be honest. You know, that thought does run through your head, especially my first year, because my first year I got cut from Baltimore, and, you know, I went to tons of workouts with teams, and I was flying back and forth, home to workouts, home to another workout. So it does become a little daunting, but, you know, you just got to grind through it, you know, and I think that's kind of been my career, is just grinding and finding a way to get it done, you know. And you know, I got lucky and landed here in New York, and, you know, the guys here are awesome, and, you know, I've been given a lot of opportunities, so it's worked out well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wanted to read you a quote from Thomas McGahee, and this, he didn't give this quote today. He actually gave this quote last week, and I've kind of been holding on to it. I want to read you this quote from him in regards to you and what you bring to special teams and all that. Just get your reaction from it. He said, okay. CJ is a Swiss Army knife. The amount of value that he adds to this football team is amazing. He does everything that you ask him to do. He said he'll run all day and never say a word. He never complains. He never says anything. He just does his job, and he brings value. Just your thoughts on hearing that, you know, from one of your coaches.
You know, that means a lot. You know, it's an honor to hear that coming from a coach that I work with on a day-to-day basis. And to expand on that, you know, that's something that I picked up, you know, throughout the 5 years I've been in the league. It's just the more you can do, you know, the better off you are with providing versatility to any team that you're on. And, you know, T-Mac has taught me a lot since being here. And, you know, it's always good to hear that positive feedback.
Hey, you know, one of the things that you do for this team, in addition to being, you know, a wide receiver, a guy that, you know, that can come in whenever you're needed, you know, you do a lot of special team stuff. You know, speaking of T-Mac, you do punt return and you do kickoff return. And I'm always curious, because I get the question all the time, well, if a guy can return kickoffs, why can't he return punts? You know, and you do both. But they're different skill sets. They're completely different kinds of returns. I mean, can you just expand on the skill sets and you know, the differences in the two types of returns?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is tracking the ball. You know, on kickoffs, the ball, you kind of know what ball you're going to get on a kickoff, since that the regular end over end. So those are pretty easy to catch. Now the punts, those get a little bit more versatile. You can get end over end balls. You can get big boom kicks. You can get boomerang punts. It's just a lot. So I think the biggest difference is the ability to track the ball in the air on punt.
And what about, you know, on a kickoff, you're catching the ball, you're 15, 20 yards away from any defender, you've got space to build up ahead of speed, and whereas on the punt, a lot of times you're catching the ball in traffic and you maybe don't know where guys are coming from. Is there just a difference in that as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think actually being a receiver helps me catch punts better, because I'm used to catching balls in traffic, so that really helps as far as catching on punt return. And then, like I said, kickoff, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get the regular end-over-end ball, and you got some space with that, so you can relax a little bit.
Yeah, I was just curious. You know, we talked a little bit. You know, I mentioned T-Mac to you. You know, your position coach as a wide receiver is Tyke Tolbert, and he's been around for a while, and he's a bit of an energy guy. Just tell me just tell me about your dealings with Tyke.
Oh, Tyke's awesome, man. He brings the juice, and I think the receiver room as a whole brings a lot of juice to the game. And you know, that's led by Tyke. You know, he comes out there, he demands the best out of us each and every day. You know, that's and that makes us better players. So, Tyke's been awesome. He's taught us great techniques and great schemes. And like I said, he brings energy, and it's contagious. So it's been good.
You know, I wanted to ask you also, you know, about a couple of the other guys on the team as well. And I guess I'll start with Daniel, Jones, especially since the word today was that he practiced a little bit today and he's looking more positive for the possibility of playing on Sunday. Just when it comes to DJ, when you look at him, what do you appreciate most about him?
His leadership, his confidence. He's a great communicator. He makes sure all the guys are on the same page. And you know, no matter what situation we're in, he's always level headed. You know, and we always count on him to bring us all together. You know, and that's what you want out of a quarterback. And he's just been awesome and leading this team. And you know, it's only going to get better from here.
It's so funny because the forward-facing Daniel Jones that he shows to the media is about as dry and boring as could possibly be. I mean, you know, we don't see that. Is he different, you know, in the locker room, behind the scenes? You know, is he in the huddle? Is he a lot different than the guy he shows to us when we talk to him?
Well, I think when he's talking to you guys, you know, he's professional. So he just approaches it in a professional way. And with us, he does the same thing. He's professional. And he's, along with that, he does bring a lot of juice to the game, you know, and that not only helps us as receivers, but I think it helps us as an offense as a whole, because we know we can count on him to always bring that good energy.
You wish maybe he wouldn't lower his head and try to run through people, though.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I wanted to ask you, Mike Glennon, just your thoughts on Mike if he has to play.
Yeah, I got a lot of – I think not only me, I think everyone has confidence in him. You know, he's been around for a while. He knows the game. He knows the scheme here. He, just like DJ, he's a great leader also, you know. And I think all of us have confidence in him no matter, you know, what the situation is. And, I think we're all looking forward to the game on Sunday.
All right, CJ, thank you very, very much, and hope good luck on Sunday.
Okay, thanks.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, our thanks to CJ Board for spending some time with us. Giants fans, please check out all of our Giants-Rams coverage at Big Blue View this week. We've done big breakdowns of the Giants' struggles on both offense and defense this week. I took a look at what the Giants expected to be on both sides of the ball versus what they have been due to both injuries and performance. We've also broken down the offensive and defensive matchups between the Giants and the Rams. We've been following the injury situations. We made our staff predictions, which, as you might expect, the entire Big Blue View staff is picking the Rams to win this game. You can look at that and see the reasoning at BigBlueView.com. Check out all of our coverage. I hope that you guys do that every week. Hope that you guys read us on a regular basis. Also hope that you will subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Hope you'll check out our YouTube channel. Hope you'll follow us on Instagram at big_blue_view. Hope you'll follow at Big Blue View on Twitter. Also check us out on Facebook. All right, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Please remember to take care of each other, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.